if you guys had a good week of practice, you felt pretty good coming in, but Endale just kind of punched you guys in the mouth, and it started right at the opening kickoff.
Yes, they did. You know, we knew kickoff-wise, return-wise for them that they had a really good one. We put some of our older guys back on and didn't get it done. I mean, the speed on the field for them was something that doesn't show up on film, you know, because, you know, they're a pretty talented group. We were definitely not the better team on the field tonight. Yeah. Thought the kids came back second half, played pretty hard, but, you know, obviously too late.
Well, and you said something that was accurate there, that they did play a much better second half, but it just for some of the things that really came back to haunt you guys with some penalties there and turnovers, trying to play catch up there.
Yeah, you know, they had a lot of penalties. I mean, told officials for the game they hold every play, and I almost called one every play.
Yeah.
You know, but they better clean that up or they'll give some fits down the problem. They get a tougher opponent. We just weren't there tonight, you know, and a lot of it's them. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes you think, wow, we just played really bad. No, you know, sometimes the other team makes you play bad. So that's a very talented group. And, you know, the size that they have everywhere mm-hmm. and the speed, we struggled blocking them up front with our offensive line. You know, they're playing linebackers on a D line, basically. Mm-hmm. What we put a linebacker, you know, because of their speed and their ability to do that with 80-some kids out. So,
well, and, you know, in some of those plays that they made, I think of the touchdown pass where Alex Tran goes in a perfect spot there to take catch. I mean, he couldn't ask for better coverage on that. They just made a better play on it.
He kind of said he lost sight of it there, and then he stopped his feet, and he kind of stalled out. And then if he had one more step backwards, I think he gets his hands on it and gets it picked off. And, you know, saying that two-point conversion mm-hmm. down there on the very first touchdown, I think it was, you know, we got three guys there, mm-hmm. and they come down with the ball. So, you know, it's a tough night for us. And, you know, got some people yelling from the bleachers how fickle they get pretty quick, you know, when things mm-hmm. are going our way, you know, everything's cool. And, you know, all of a sudden we're yelling at kids and stuff like that from the bleachers. You know, that's kind of nonsense.
Yeah, that is pretty tough. But, you know, it showed a lot of heart from your team at the end to go down 81 yards and even we're back further to open up that series to get one more touchdown. And Colin McDaniel, it was a great curtain call for him to get in the end zone one last time.
Yeah, you know, we had a couple other chances, but we killed ourselves with penalties, like mm-hmm. you mentioned earlier, where we kind of had something moving here, there. We did some nice things in the pass game. Obviously, mm-hmm. did some bad things in it, too. Got to see the field a little bit better, but, you know, and Cam running for his life a few times there. But, you know, pretty tough team we played against, and they gave us fits, and they made us look pretty bad.
I'll ask you real quick about the one I'll ask you in a moment here about, you know, your seniors here. But first, for the ones that are going to come back next year, I think this is something that they have to learn a lot from to find out where they need to be to take the program to the next level next year and what they need to do.
Yeah, you know, I'm proud of our seniors. They did a great job. There's, you know, people thinking we probably wouldn't be very good after we lost mm-hmm. a lot of seniors last year, and we kind of came right back where we were. They did a great job. You know, I love those guys and how hard they work and the fun we have at practice. And, you know, going to miss every one of them. You know, even some of the guys that don't get out there and start, you know, they did a great job for us and, you know, scout team and just being a part of the team. We got a big junior class coming back. We just got to get faster and stronger, you know, all the way across. And, you know, our sophomores, who some of them really stepped it up this year from their freshman year, they got to do the same thing, get bigger, faster. And, you know, That's the name of the game. I mean, every year, kids step it up, and, you know, you lose some good kids, and hopefully some other kids grow up and move on in those positions.
You mentioned there as well, and this is, I tell you what, it always stinks when the season comes to an end when you have fun like this, and what another fun year it was for this team, and just sad it has to come to an end sometime.
Yeah, it does. It comes. There's only going to be one team that's really happy at the end. That's just the way life is sometimes. You got to take these losses and go get better and, you know, have it help you out later in life because there's going to be tough times in life too.
Thanks again for everything, Coach. Really appreciate the time, and we'll see you around, and I guess we'll probably talk to you get more come springtime.
All right. Thanks, Adam.